The privately run Gaza Humanitarian Foundation says it will not immediately reopen 8 distribution points after a full-day closure that followed a string of shooting deaths. In a statement posted to Facebook, the foundation has said the delay will allow for maintenance and repair work aimed at making the distribution process safer. The foundation began distributing aid last week and had been running 3 sites earlier this week. But the UN remains highly critical of the group, with UNICEF spokesperson James Elder telling SBS the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation is ineffective and lacks neutrality.
Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, even if it's supplying aid, it's a veneer. It's really important we understand that it's not across the Gaza Strip, so it's pushing people into one area. That's its design. Aid is about going to where people need it. It's not about forcing mums or grandmothers or people with disabilities to walk 10 or 15 kilometres. That's what's been happening.